You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Bayom Hashemini. So now here the parsha starts with a very unfortunate, sad term, because Vayhi means something went wrong. So now there's a different opinion what the Torah exactly wants to give us the message. What is the Vayhi is all about? Why the Torah starts the Parshat Shemini with sad news. I said? What did I say? Sorry? Oh, Chazak Moro, very nice, beautiful, yeah. Hab Mirojin, Zecher Tzadik HaKadosh Livracha, Zochuto Maren Aleinu, Harav says an interesting point. It says, Vehi Bayom Hashemini. So actually, the Vehi relates to Shemini. You know what Shemini means? Shemini means? Eight. Ah, very nice, beautiful. So Harav says, it seems like that the Torah has some type of disagreement with eight. So Vehi Bayom Hashemini. How many days we have in a week?
So, 7 days.
Oh, Chazak Yavar.
Sorry? Is it about nature?
Well, could be. Yeah, could be. So here Harav says, very interesting insight that what's the purpose of keeping Shabbat, actually? Why we keep Shabbat? I'm sorry? What do we do on Shabbat? I know, what's the task? What are we doing?
Emunah. You don't have the whole week. If you don't have Shabbat, you don't have a week.
You can do on Tuesday too.
No. Shabbat, the whole
rest is free rest.
Why? What's the difference between Tuesday and Shabbat?
If you get practice, Shabbat
is the odd
or other day of the week.
Shabbat is the odd beret.
To practice?
Hashem finished.
What? To practice what? I'm sorry.
How to go on with the weekdays.
How to go on with the... How? Yeah, that's whole point. How? What is it exactly... The workshop that we kind of stop.
6 days Hashem created the whole world and Shabbat she rested. So that's what I'm reading.
Yeah, that's true. But let's say if somebody gets lost, he can create his own Shabbat. Like let's say he doesn't know what day it is. He counts 6 days and then Tuesday becomes his Shabbat. So that's what the halacha.
He counts 6 days before his Shabbat.
I know, but there's nothing really special about the seventh day. You can make Shabbat any day you like. You go on a cruise, and then, go all days. Do you not have cell phone or... even now, the cell phone works on a cruise? Does it?
Yes. You have to buy the plan.
If you have the plan. If you don't have the plan, it doesn't work. Yeah. So then you don't know what day it is. You count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, this is my Shabbat.
So you work 6 days and then you create your own Shabbat.
You don't need to work. You can sleep the whole 6 days. There's no such a thing as you have to work and then keep Shabbat. But many, they don't work.
The Shabbat is the emunah that Hashem give us everything.
Understand, but we covered this already. If you want to do review, I can do it. I have no problem. So here we have Mizmor 92. Sadi Bet, the Mizmor Shilemish Leom HaShabbat, Tod Lehodot LaHashem. This Mizmor was decided by Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, he sang, he put together this Mizmor. So what his message was, so actually, Adam HaRishon says, Mizmor Shir Leom HaShabbat, Tov Lehitvadot. So you can read Lehodot as a praise. Lehitvadot means to repent. Repent. So Shabbat actually is a repentance day. As we see, Shabbat is the same letters as Veshavta. Shavta, Teshuvah. Shabbat and Teshuvah is the same letter. So that means when Shabbat comes, it's a time that you're given, that you'll be free from all the tangles that you had in 6 days. So then you come back to the origin. So now, back to Mirojin. This is a very beautiful point. He says, Vayhi bayom hashemini. Shemini? Why? You know why there is Shemini? Because Shabbat you didn't do Teshuvah. If you would have do Teshuvah, so then that would be the first day. So now why is it 8 day? Because you didn't do Teshuvah. So that means you continue whatever you were doing before. So that's why it's Vayhi. That's why it's a sad news. Because Shabbat, you only ate gefilte fish. And you didn't do Teshuvah. Unbelievable insight.
That's too heavy.
For Sunday, it's okay, because you're not working. So now here is a point that has been discussed, the whole term of Teshuvah. What is Teshuvah means? What is Teshuvah means?
Return.
No, it doesn't mean, it doesn't mean.
We're
trying to figure out what is this term is used. Teshuvah, to return. What does return means? You should say letaken, fix yourself. It's better, no? Fix yourself. He said, no, tashuv, return. What does return mean?
Go back to Hashem.
Go back to Hashem. But how you go back to Hashem?
The ways.
Huh?
The ways of Hashem.
The ways of Hashem. Tashuv. So now, people that the sender kiss, B'zad Hashem, B'shah Tova Muslahat, to early childhood, preschool and all of that. So now, when they attend and enroll in the school from the early age, so now the teacher teaches them, what do they teach them?
Behavior.
To hold the scissor. To hold the scissor. Or to sit when they eat at the snack time. To clean up after the snack time. To not disturb the teacher. When they're coloring, do not color on the table. You do that? No? But when you finish things, you put it back?
Yes.
No, raise your right hand, please.
If you don't put it back, it's dangerous because the color might fall.
No. Like when you use something that, do you put it back where it was?
No.
Yes.
Depends.
Or no. Why?
But laziness.
Laziness?
Carelessness. No, because you're involved in the painting still. That's why.
We're not in the painting. We finished the painting. You use something, so now when you're done, you put it back where it was?
No. Yes. No.
No, you don't.
Somebody else.
No, maybe you feel what it was, it was wrong. Now this is a better place. It's a better place. Awesome.
That's the biggest mistake. Because the next person can look all over for it, similarly. Because you think it's a better place, even right
I know, but everybody, you know, will like a better position for whatever that you think that it should be rather than whoever that placed it.
You don't care, you just don't care.
No, it could be, because people, they use things, they leave it open, or they put it upside down, or they put it somewhere else, or you cannot find it.
Exactly.
Or they say, why did you move this? It should be here. Why is outside? It has to be here. But why? Because you know, I have to go outside, and it takes about 35 seconds. You make me to walk 35 seconds. It has to be here. So here, what this teshuvah means, you know, happened to be, I think it was the Olympic in Russia, the Shaim. You heard about it? I think it was in Russia. You heard? It was like a very condensed timing, so they had very overnight workers. So like big budget, you know, to run the, you know, make the Olympic happen. And what happened in order is people die. People die. You heard about this?
3 years ago.
No, it was many years back. So then, so what do you do if such a thing happens? What do?
You make a monument.
You look, see why the people are
dying.
But then they work, overworking, because it's like a very technician and this and that, they have to do a lot of things. They were dying. You know, you have to work like almost 24 hours or something like that, 23 hours. Something. So what do? You know what they did? You know? You heard?
I remember, but I know that they did something
bad. Why don't you remember?
You have to say 10.
So what did they do?
Any Jewish workers between?
I don't think so. No, the Jewish, you know.
They were Jewish or
not? No, I don't think so. That's not the point. Don't forget about the Jewish or the not Jewish.
They didn't care. If they cared,
no, they did something else. No, because they needed these people to work. But when you see everybody dying, so then maybe you pretend you're sick or this, or you run away to America or something. But you know what they did? They made their life insurance double. So if they die, at least they get more money. Is that something?
So people come to work then?
Yeah, you know, so at least we get more money. Yeah, you know. That means you kill people in a, you know, in a proper way. Yeah, you know, proper way with derech eretz to kill them.
You know, the money.
The family at least, or it's a Russian guy, you know, and they say at least my wife gets more money. Yeah, no, but the point about it here is...
That's the coolest politician.
No, we do the same thing, but in different patterns. No, everybody has his own, you know, pattern.
For what did that do?
Get more money. Right. So now, but the point back to the teshuvah, what does teshuvah mean? You can invent, you can create new patent. You know, this is a better place. It should not be here. Turn it upside down. Or it disappears, you know, things like that. He said, no. Teshuvah means you have to go back to the origin. What was the right thing to do? Because within the 6,000 years that this project went by, you can kill people, you know, legally. Legally you can kill people. You can steal people from people. Legally, people steal from insurance, from this, from that. Oh, wow, you know, they burn their building and, you know, they collect money, things like that. You know, legally, you can do many, many things. So now here he said, no. When you do teshuvah, lashuv, it's not letaken. Because you metaken according, you know, whatever is became what is called norm. But here, the point of matter here is, Rav Mirushin's beautiful point. Vayhi bayom ha-shemini. What shemini? We don't have shemini. It has to be the first day. But here, if you have it, with all respect, crooked mentality, that you just, even when, you know what it is? Like, let's say you spend, like a simple water filter. Like, let's say $4,000. No, just a simple one. So then, you get a glass of water, and you see inside you have all these... sand and this thing. What is this? I paid $4,000 and this, what is going on here? So the same aspect is an unbelievable thing. How can you go through Shabbat, the holy days after Ribono Sheolam, and then you say the same? Because you don't know what it is. It's a Qolabit water filter. It's a fake water filter. And exactly the same concept, how can you go through Shabbat and nothing changed, nothing moves, nothing does, nothing. It's the same Ben Adam. That's what Arav says. How could it be? It has to be the first day. New page, new Ben Adam, new behavior, new mentality. And that's what the whole point here is. Adam Rishon said, when Shabbat comes, tov lehitvadot, become an Adam, holy day. You cannot start the 8th day. Today is Yom Echad. New page, new Ben Adam, new behavior. No, the point is, he kept Shabbat, but the way he wanted it to.
So it's not the way he wanted to, it's not the way I wanted.
Yes, we all do that. What do you do on Shabbat? You like the food of the Shabbat, you like the tefillot of the Shabbat, but it's much deeper, because the Shabbat, exactly, it's like filterizing the whole residue that is mixed with us. Happened to be in Europe, police officer noticed that the driver is a little bit doing Simchat Torah in the car. It's just a little bit
dancing.
The Lebedik car. Lebedik. So he pulls him over, says, come out. Have you been drinking? He said, drinking? I'm a Mormon, I don't drink. No Mormons are? Yeah. They don't drink coffee neither, no? They don't drink coffee. It says, no. Seems like you are doing a lot of the hype. I have to test you. Let me see you can walk on this line. So, police officer, I have no problem. But make the line straight before I walk. The line is crooked. Yes. Yeah, Kalakadosh. That could be very unfortunate that our perspective to, many things. We think, make it straight. What do we make it straight? This line is straight. But here, the way I look at it, I want to customize it the way I like it. So I want. That's how, I feel it should be. And this is the shortcoming that we all have. That unfortunately, instead of going through such a big, beautiful process, and Shabbat, then you see, same thing, same attitude, same behavior, nothing changed. Shenizke, Shesh Baruch Hu Yizkeh Otanu, to be able to walk on a straight line.
Amen.
and Bezat Hashem be able to do Teshuvah Amiti and take all the chametzim out of our system. Bezat Hashem in Iskeve.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.